The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we talk to Mike Davis from the Article 3 Project. We talk about some creative ways we can fight back and also the national exhaustion campaign we are living through. And finally, how do we get young people to use pornography less? Terry Schilling from the American Principles Project joins us. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Mike Davis, Article 3 Project. Mike, thank you for taking time. Tons of angles here in regards to the Maoist persecution of Donald Trump. I want to get your reaction to Matt Gaetz's creative idea where he says that Donald Trump could become a witness in front of the United States House of Representatives and that would immunize him from prosecution. Is that realistic?
I think House Republicans should do whatever it takes to end this lawfare against President Trump. This is obvious lawfare. We've been talking about this, Charlie. You and I have been talking about this for a year since the Mar-a-Lago raid last August started with Alvin Bragg's bogus indictment of Trump for the non-crime of a businessman settling a nuisance claim. Then we had Jack Smith indict Trump for the non-crime of a former president having his presidential records, which is allowed by the Presidential Records Act. Now we have Jack Smith indicting Trump for the non-crime of objecting to a presidential election, which is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and the First Amendment. We saw New York Attorney General Tish James file a civil lawsuit against Trump for the non-fraud of a businessman paying back sophisticated banks in full with interest. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is going to indict Trump this month for non-crimes related to January 6th. This is all-out lawfare against President Trump because Democrats fear he's going to beat Biden like a drum on November 7th, 2024. So House Republicans should do whatever it takes legally and politically to end this Democrat lawfare driven by President Biden against Trump. That includes impeachment. That includes defunding. That includes whatever they need to do in the House of Representatives. Haul people in for oversight, demand their records, demand their documents. This is a zero-sum game. Democrats are on offense because we do not have them on defense.
So talk about your idea, which is around using the appropriations bill or a rider bill saying no federal funds may be used to prosecute a major presidential candidate. Now, that would actually then stop investigations into Joe or Hunter Biden. Is that also potentially an application of
it? You know what? Those investigations are going nowhere. We saw Special Counsel Rob Herr being appointed, a uniparty deep state prosecutor appointed by Merrick Garland to investigate Biden for having 5 stashes of stolen classified records moved several times, unguarded for years, accessible by the Biden's Chinese agent, and almost certainly used by Hunter to secure tens of millions of dollars in foreign bribes and other corruption for every Biden family member, except for the five-year-old granddaughter who Joe and Jill just acknowledged because they came under political heat. These investigations are going nowhere under Merrick Garland and the Biden Justice Department against Biden. And so this is unprecedented election interference, unprecedented indictments of a former president, unprecedented indictments of a leading presidential candidate. So my appropriations writer would simply say this: no federal funds may be used to prosecute a major presidential candidate on or before November 7th, 2024. And what that does is it just pauses these investigations and it lets the American people decide who our next president's going to be instead of a Biden-picked special counsel Jack Smith, an Obama judge, this Tanya Shutkin, and a D.C. jury that's 95% Trump deranged. There is no chance that Trump is going to get a fair trial in D.C. He's going to be railroaded. There's no chance he's going to get a fair appeal with the Obama-stacked D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court will certainly overturn this bogus criminal conviction against Trump like they overturned Jack Smith's bogus criminal conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell unanimously, 8-0. It would have been 9-0 if Justice Scalia didn't pass away. But the problem is the Supreme Court will almost certainly not be able to resolve this before November 7th, 2024. Yeah. So House Republicans need to step up.
If I were to kind of read the room here, Mike, I think in some ways the bad guys have already won because we've normalized now this idea of threatening a political challenge to a current president with 600 years of prison. And I think the reason that the reaction has not been as fierce is we are an exhausted nation. Think about it. From the lockdowns to the COVID lies to the vaccines to the Floydapalooza riots to the 2020 stuff to January 6th, we are an exhausted people. We are fatigued. And we get that feedback often. And I see it in our base and I see it. People say, Charlie, when is this going to be over? We are exhausted. We're desensitized. And Mike, if I were to kind of go a level deeper into the strategy of Jack Smith and these deranged lunatics, they are capitalizing on the exhaustion of the American right. Mike Davis.
I 100% agree with you, Charlie. This is, for them, this is a war of attrition.
Yes.
They're just trying to beat us into submission as a country. They do not want us challenging their regime. They do not want us questioning their election interference. They don't want us even questioning elections. It is not a crime to challenge elections. It is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It is not a crime to twist arms politically. That is allowed by the First Amendment. It is only a crime to question elections and third world Marxist hellholes like Zimbabwe and now Atlanta and DC and New York.
Yeah. And I mean, I hesitate to say that we are a third world country, but our legal system is certainly currently acting like it in more ways than one. And so I don't see, Mike, from the Congress, any sort of rapidity or action considering the dramatic moves that not just Alvin Bragg, that's one thing, but Jack Smith and DOJ and soon to be Fannie Willis, I don't see the anger. And when I talk to some of these lawmakers, you know, some of these congressmen, they say, yeah, Charlie, it's like, man, we're just overwhelmed. It's like, what else do you want us to do? Fight. That's what I want you to do. That's why we sent you there. If you are a Sunshine Patriot, go park cars, like go run a coffee shop, go sell insurance. Those are good things to do. I'm not demeaning those things. Some people in our audience do that. Don't get into the lawmaking industry and or the culture war fight and then tell me that you don't have the energy or the spirit to fight the regime. Mike Davis.
I would say to these politicians in Washington, D.C., it seems like the D.C. swamp is the only place on the planet where the reptiles lack backbones. And if these House Republicans do not understand that these are republic-ending tactics by the Biden regime, they do not deserve to be in office. If they don't think that now is the time to fight, this is so much bigger than Donald Trump. This is not going to end with Donald Trump. They're not going to just go away if Donald Trump goes away. They're going to be emboldened. And they have been emboldened over the last year since the Mar-a-Lago raid, because it seemed like for the first 6 months of this, it seemed like I was the only person out there defending Donald Trump and fighting back against this. I think these Republican politicians are slowly starting to find their backbones. But if they don't find their backbones now, they don't deserve to be in office, because we're going to lose our country. So who gives a damn if we control the House or control the Senate? If they're not willing to fight now, then screw them. primary them, stay home.
Yeah, we're not resting. We don't have time to rest. We have to try to figure out how to raise money for ballot chasing because the RNC is a complete waste of rations. You know, we're doing everything we can to start high school and college campuses, pastor summits. You know, we don't rest around here, maybe a day or two if necessary. But I do not know the solution to solving the mass societal conservative movement exhaustion. People are done. People have scandal fatigue. They're so desensitized to it. They're like, can I just have my life back? Can I just sit on my porch and drink Bud Light and have a gay pride flag? Because those two things, you know, like whatever, you know, can I, you know, who cares? And that's what their strategy is. They're trying to invoke your surrender. They're trying to surround the city, cut off your supply chains, have you raise the white flag and demoralize you after 3 years because they've held this entire civilization hostage from 15 days to slow the spread to today. It has not stopped. From 15 days to slow the spread to today, it has been a nonstop cultural evolution. Let me tell you about a company I love that embodies the spirit of freedom and innovation, Christensen Arms. Christensen Arms makes its rifles right here in America. But it's not just about how they're made. The company is a true leader in firearm technology. Christensen Arms invented the carbon fiber barrel back in 1995, and today their state-of-the-art barrels continue to provide unmatched accuracy for everyone out there exercising their Second Amendment rights. Their innovation doesn't stop at the barrel, though. Christensen also pioneered an ingenious new carbon manufacturing process called Flash Forge Technology, or FFT, to deliver the lightest and most durable rifle you'll ever own. As a Christensen Arms rifle owner myself, I could proudly say these rifles are heirloom quality, so you can pass down a lasting legacy of freedom and true American craftsmanship for generations to come. So, my fellow patriots, join me in supporting Christensen Arms. Visit ChristensenArms.com/Kirk or use promo code Kirk during checkout to get an exclusive 15% discount on apparel and accessories and to check out their incredible lineup of rifles. Christensen Arms, defining the future of firearms and keeping America strong. I just want to say our audience is amazing, and I'm not suggesting our audience is giving up or anything like that. But macro, we hear a lot of this exhaustion and fatigue. But the one group of people that are not exhausted and fatigued are our Turning Point students. They're fired up. They are ready. It's fresh legs. You know, we're like Mike Davis. We're in triple overtime, right? And now you have these like 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids that have fresh legs, and they're ready to keep fighting. But Mike Davis, what other creative ideas? Because I am underwhelmed. I'm looking at Congress, and I get a lot of yammering and money to Ukraine and all this. And either they are denying or they're afraid to say the weight, the heaviness, the significance of this all-out Maoist persecution of Donald Trump.
I would say to the people who are exhausted, let's just touch on that very fast, Charlie. You talked about going back to COVID, how everything changed, and you're exactly right. And the reason the Marxist left has gotten away with their COVID lockdowns and their BLM riots and their equity and their lawfare against Trump is because we've let them get away with it for too long. And it is time for us to fight back politically and legally and say enough is enough. We're not going to take this anymore. And I want people to understand, if we give up now, if you want COVID lockdowns where we lose our God-given rights to speak, associate, worship, we're going to lose our God-given right to protect ourselves, that will become permanent if we lose elections as conservatives. Because here's the decisive question for the next election, the November 7th, 2024 election. Do you want President Trump or President Biden replacing Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court? Because everything is on the line. If conservatives lose control of the Supreme Court, it is game over America. There is no chance we will keep our God-given rights to speak, associate, worship, and protect ourselves. We will have permanent COVID lockdowns. We will have permanent censorship. They will take away our guns, and they will try to control our lives.
Yeah, and I just want to say for, you know, we're getting a ton of emails, Mike Davis, hundreds, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. You hit it perfectly. You know, we just want to hear some victories, see some victories. And I get all of that. And it's totally understandable. And this is why our young kids are not fazed by it, because they know nothing but crisis. For their entire life, they've known nothing but 15 days to sow the spread. Oh my gosh, Donald Trump is a fascist dictator. Or my generation has known nothing but 9/11 and Al-Qaeda and, you know, the 2008 financial crisis. My life has really been defined by just one rolling crisis after the other. Part of our audience,
yeah, I mean, that's
just really quick. Part of our audience remembers a Pax Americana time in the 1980s. And they're a little bit bitter. Why can't we have that country back quickly? Mike Davis.
We can have that country back, and that how we're going to get that country back, how we're going to end this lawfare is by putting President Trump back in the White House on November 7th, 2024. And we will end that lawfare immediately. That's the only way this is going to stop is by winning the next election and telling these Marxist Democrats with their puppet Joe Biden, their evil shell of a human being. We're going to tell them that the American people get to decide elections, not your Democrat prosecutor, your Democrat judge, and your Democrat jury in D.C., New York City, or Atlanta. We can take back this country from the Marxist left in this next election, and then we can end all of this stuff. Well, you know, that's the what I hope conservatives learned over the last 4 years is this is not our parents or grandparents' Democrat Party. These are not liberals who love America. These are leftists. These are Marxists. They hate America. They're trying to destroy America. We saw this during the Kavanaugh confirmation where they wanted to destroy due process. They wanted Me Too justice and the presumption of guilt. We saw this during COVID lockdowns where they want to, they don't believe in free speech. They believe in censorship under the guise of misinformation, disinformation. Now they want to throw political prisoners. They want to put people in prison, yep, their political enemies in prison, like we saw with January 6th defendants, people who got out of control on January 6th and trespassed and took selfies are political prisoners in Washington, D.C. And of course, they don't stop with the political prisoners. Now they're going after the former president and potential future president of the United States. This is not going to stop with Donald Trump. They will come after all of us.
Mike, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And just remember, they are striking.
Thank you, Charlie.
They are striking through a war of attrition. They're trying to wear you down and demoralize you. Mike Davis, Article 3 Project. Somebody emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, what can I do besides vote? Boy, we've been through this, but we'll say it again. Go to tpaction.com. Are you a precinct committee person? If you are not, you need to be. But the most important thing you need to do is you need to answer this question. Why are you involved? If you are involved simply to get a favorable outcome, don't waste your time. You're going to be disappointed. You need to be involved because it's the right thing to do out of obedience to the divine, the belief that you can have a better tomorrow. That will keep you going through the winter and the hellscape the Democrats have created.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature. It's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751
or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Joining us now is Terry Schilling, great friend of mine and really great American from the American Principles Project. So this is the third rail, and that's what's talk about this. We're going to dive right into it. And Terry has been the mastermind. Pornography is a societal toxin. Young men are addicted to it. Young women are increasingly addicted to it. Pastors are addicted to it. It's destroying marriages. There is no redeemable qualities to pornography, period. There's no spin. There's no, oh, what aboutism or how about this? Wrong. It shouldn't be really societally accepted anywhere, but it's widespread. So the question is, how do we balance free speech, which I don't think pornography is speech, but that's a separate issue, with also this cancer and this tumor? Well, Terry Schilling has been the brainchild of, now we have real results of states that have gotten involved in this fight, realizing that their men especially are becoming, let's just say, depraved because of the widespread ubiquitous access to pornography. Terry Schilling wrote an article in 2019, How to Regulate Pornography. And now 4 years later, states are adopting this in real legislation, and the results are stunning, everybody. Terry Schilling, tell us about it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Charlie. And I think I love you just as much as you love us. So I appreciate you having me on. The big thing is, you know, 4 years ago, we wanted to build a blueprint for how to regulate porn online. It's gotten way out of control. The average age of first exposure is 11 years old in this country. Mm-hmm. And it's been 26 years since the Supreme Court struck down laws protecting our kids online. And since then, we've gone from dial-up modems to 100 megabytes per second is the average internet speed. Internet pornography's gotten more violent and more disgusting and depraved. It used to be, you know, tasteful nudes like Playboy magazine, but now it's violent, it's younger, it's more degrading, and it's just absolutely irredeemable. And what we found is we've gotten the most traction in passing age verification laws. This is something that we've pulled. It has super majorities across the board, and it's playing out that way in the state legislatures. My home state of Virginia, it passed the state legislature with only three politicians voting against it, right? This is a super majority issue. Everyone agrees that we need to protect our kids online. We might disagree on how to do it, but age verification is something that's super easy. It's already been done in other adult industries like marijuana, alcohol sales, online gambling, right? If you're a 10-year-old kid and you try to bet on the Cubs to win the World Series next year, Charlie, as you and I are both regretful fans of them, you can't do it because you have to upload your photo ID. So why is it that our laws mandate that gambling sites make you upload your photo ID, but not pornography sites? Well, the answer is obvious. It's because pornography is obscene. It meets the definition of obscenity, and it's embarrassing and it's shameful. And so while you and I might not care if someone finds out that we bet on the Cubs to win the World Series, as embarrassing as that is, we would care much more about the online pornography that's out there that we could be tied to. So we have to pass these laws. And the reason it's important to recognize pornography as obscenity is because obscenity is not protected by the First Amendment. Right. That's a very important caveat. And so we're making progress. We've gotten this done in seven states now, and we're not going to stop until we get all 50. And we're working right now with the presidential field to make sure that they utilize the Department of Justice once elected to enforce these laws nationally. There's already laws on the books, Charlie, that say you can't give obscene material to minors. We just need a DOJ and a president that will enforce these laws that are currently on the books.
Well, yeah, you need to verify age to drive a car, buy alcohol, bet on sports. And so what you're finding, though, Terry, is that even the question of age verification has made trafficking go down. Is that correct? Meaning, like, not traffic, the web traffic has gone off a cliff, right? Where people are asked to verify and they don't want to do it. So is it fair to say that this has been successful in limiting porn consumption?
Absolutely. And these efforts have limited porn consumption. I think in Utah, you pointed out yesterday on Twitter that porn hubs traffic has dropped by 80%. And the porn industry, the people that are paid to promote this and defend it in public policy and in the media, they're all acknowledging that age verification requires that to drop down, their traffic to drop down. Why is that? It's because we all know that porn is not redeeming. It's not helpful. It's not healthy. It's quite the opposite. And we we know it's not a good thing that we want to be tying ourselves to. It's absolutely critical. But here's the real reason I think why porn traffic has dropped so much in these states. It's because most of online porn is driven by minors, right? They have fooled young men like you and I and our generation and thinking that porn is an acceptable and even a healthy alternative to sexual relations. Well, Charlie, with the type and style and crazy types of porn out there now, I would much rather, and I don't want my kids to be sexually active before marriage, but I would much rather them being active and sharing their sexuality with another human being than with a computer screen, which is what porn is. Porn is not an alternative to sex. It's a replacement for sex. It's the elimination of sex. And there are actually porn stars out there right now, like Brandy Love, who lament virtual reality pornography because she thinks that it could lead to people not having sex with each other anymore, right?
We kicked that degenerate out of our event, by the way. What a freak she is. So, but I want to reiterate this. You know, there was somebody recently, this came up at a conversation, said, oh, well, Charlie, you know, we used to look at Playboy magazines. First of all, I don't defend that. It's a completely different thing. Just so you understand that Playboy magazines neurologically are looking at a static image is bad for you. Looking at a video of two people having sex is so unbelievably bad for dopaminergic response. It's terrible for your ability to balance, let's just say, your relationship with women. I do not think emotions, ability to perform in marriage, it also, but there's a great book. If you doubt any of this, read Gary Wilson's book called Your Brain on Porn. He passed away, unfortunately. Gary, it's a quick read. You can read it in a couple days. Gary Wilson is not a religious guy, just a scientist who loved the truth. He got into this space because he started reading internet forums of people saying that I suffer from erectile dysfunction and I'm addicted to pornography. He's like, that's interesting. No one's ever thought of looking at this. He wrote an unbelievable book about how pornography increases depression, suicide, anxiety. There is not a single, let me say this again, single redeemable quality to it. And Terry, I think you're zeroing in on it. It's especially damaging for developing brains of young men, ages 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And parents out there, I just have to be as blunt. If you think your young son is not watching porn, he's almost certainly watching porn. Terry Schilling.
Right. No, that's exactly right, Charlie. And I think that one of the most devastating impacts, right? So porn changes how you think about sex. It introduces new and inhumane ways of treating yourself and other people. I think that a large reason why we have so many children identifying as transgender is because the average age of first exposure to porn is 11. But I think that one of the worst and most practical problems that porn creates is that it creates dissatisfaction with your actual physical partner, right? Your computer screen is going to be available to you much more often than your wife is or your girlfriend is and another human being is. Sexuality is meant to bring us closer together as human beings. It's meant to be directed towards family, towards creating children. And Charlie, you're exactly right about the erectile dysfunction problem in this country. The average, you know, erectile dysfunction before the advent of online porn, that was an old man's disease. I mean, you wouldn't get it until you were in your 60s or 70s or 80s. And now Charlie, I've got six kids and hopefully God gives me four or five more, but I get advertisements on social media for erectile dysfunction. I've got no problem there, obviously. But I'm getting these advertisements, which means that young men in their 30s are a prime customer base erectile dysfunction medication. And it's really alarming and concerning.
I want to be clear. Terry and I are not over moralizing this. We have strong opinions on it, but everyone has their struggles with this stuff throughout, you know, especially young men. We're coming after this from a societal compassionate view, which is if you do not have very basic laws to declare pornography as a pollutant, right? So we don't like factories that pollute the rivers. We don't like factories that pollute our air. Why would we put up with porn sites that pollute the soul of a generation? You know, we hear about the environment. I'm more worried about kids looking at porn than global temperatures that have gone up by half a degree. It's way bigger deal. And by the way, the earth worshippers hate when I say that. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying this is a much bigger problem. A whopping quarter of American 40-year-olds have never been married, an all-time high, according to recent Pew Research Study report. A study shows that a majority of young men under 35 would rather watch pornography than go out on a date. It's like a 31%. It's not a huge margin, but porn is more comforting for young single men than going out on a date, Terry Schilling.
It's more accessible. Porn is easier to get. than building a relationship with a girl. It's easier to attain, right? When you have a relationship with another woman, there's a lot of sacrifice in there, right? You have to take them on dates. You have to woo them. You have to impress them. You have to build confidence. Porn is a shortcut, and it allows you to subvert all of those things, and it gets you to be weak. It's like taking steroids, except none of the benefits of building yourself up and getting bigger and stronger, right? It is weakening you, and it's making you a worse person. It's making you less social. And it's taking away real joys. Charlie, you have kids now, and it's such a joy holding your baby for the first time. And the idea that our generation is rejecting that out of their own free will is absolutely insane to me.
I want to talk about some of the objections, which I think are being done in good faith. They say, oh, this is Big Brother and all this. And I kind of roll my eyes. I say, okay, even if it was Big Brother, then don't go to the porn website. Haha, problem solved. There's not some sort of like constitutional right. It's not like breathing, like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to feed my family if I can't go to Pornhub website. But let's go through it, Terry, because I think some people are making it in good faith. I just kind of roll my eyes, like, don't visit the website. You don't have to input your data. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Terry, some people say this one email person emailed, Charlie, enough on the porn topic. I agree with you, but I don't need laws with my kids. I don't need laws for most things. We have bigger problems, no more laws. I totally disagree. Other people say, well, Charlie, this is creating a Big Brother Leviathan. Why are they wrong?
Well, first and foremost, government is founded by men, and I'm quoting our founding fathers, to secure our rights. To secure our rights from whom? And I would say that it is to secure our rights from industries and companies and bad actors who seek to exploit us, cause us harm, and to unfairly make money off of us. If you're worried about big government, then you should never, ever, not once, visit a porn site. The data is out there. They've written extensively about this. There's a whole podcast series from Bloomberg about how the porn industry collects data on all of us. They know who you are. They know what you watch. They know what scenes you rewind. They know what topics you like on these porn sites. Look, big tech companies know when you're pregnant before you know that you're pregnant, right? The data is out there. They have some sinister modeling that they developed with psychoanalysts in Silicon Valley. They know who you are. They know what you like. They already have all the data on you, and they know where you work. They know where you live. They know when you visit. They know everything, right? The real Big Brother, if you're concerned about strangers knowing a lot of information about you, then that's even more of a call to rein these industries in, right? Government, we have all types of age verification laws on the books. Let's repeal them all then, I guess, right? Why should you have to verify someone's age when they buy alcohol, whether in person or online? And frankly, Charlie, as a parent, and I have more kids than most, I need all the help I can get to protect my children. I don't think it's fair to put all of the responsibility on parents alone. That's not how we treat any other industry or any other societal problems when it comes to our kids.
Yeah, I mean, should we also stop requiring carding for alcohol? Because porn is far more dangerous than alcohol for a 14-year-old. It is. Now, you could die from alcohol poisoning, but in moderation, alcohol is not nearly as damaging as pornography. And the data spells that out. Should we stop age verification to get on an airplane? I mean, like, what? So this is not that complicated. And let's just be honest. The intent is to try to limit porn use. That's why we are doing this. Let's make sure our intentions are, you know, straight out there. There is nothing redeemable about porn. It's not speech. It's not virtuous. It's licentiousness. It's profanity. It is digital heroin, digital cocaine. It destroys marriages. It destroys kids. It creates all sorts of bad ramifications, right? It's not like, oh, well, I want to be able to go to the library and read, you know, different ideas. That's not what this is, okay? This, and by the way, this is a new phenomenon, Terry Schilling, because it's not just like the magazines that used to exist. This does something completely different to the brain. Watching video imaging is a completely different phenomenon that we're still figuring out all the negative aspects of, right? And so, and, you know, some people are saying, well, Charlie, you know, couldn't this get wildly out of control? And I don't see how this could, Terry Schilling, in any way. You're asking for an age verification on a porn website. Final thoughts, Terry Schilling.
It's already out of control, and that's what's happening here is we're playing catch-up, right? You had an analogy earlier in the show about the EPA and how that was somewhat necessary to rein in these big companies from polluting our waters and our airways. Now, you and I both agree that the EPA did go too far in response to the Industrial Revolution, but now they're regulating carbon, right? We can stop them from regulating these things and going too far. But we had this information revolution with the internet, and we've done nothing to clean it up and keep the pollution out. All we're doing is updating our laws and playing catch up to address real problems, right? The birth rate is below replacement levels, right? Marriage rates are through the floor. Over a quarter of men over, I'm sorry, 40 years, around 40 years old aren't married and never have been, right? And I don't know if marriage is even on the horizon for them. Porn is replacing sex. Sex is needed for uniting a country and for creating the next generation. It's not just, you know, with alcohol getting out of control, you're putting individual lives at stake. When porn gets out of control, society itself is at stake. You're going to eliminate families, eliminate procreation, and eventually distort sexuality, you know, for human beings at such a terrible level. We have to get this reined in, and we're just playing catch up. The system's already out of control.
Terry Schilling, thank you so much. Great work. Just so everyone knows, porn use is down 80% in the state of Louisiana. That's a societal good. Thank you, Terry Schilling. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know. Streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.